What's going on, guys? Dr. Danny here. I want to thank you so much for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. One of the most common questions that I get is, how did you start a practice in a gym? And because of that, I've put together a course called the Gym PT Blueprint, which shows you exactly how to start, run, and grow a successful practice in a gym. If you're a new PT, if you're a new grad, if you're a PT that's just started a practice in the gym, you're not making more than $12,000 a month yet, this course is perfect for you. It'll teach you how to set it up correctly. It'll teach you how to market yourself correctly, how to sell correctly, you know, how to actually build a true business and not just a little side business that maybe doesn't take you anywhere and change you and your family's life long term. So if you're interested in this model of a practice, guys, head to drdannymatei.com/products and you can take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and everything that goes into it at that location. Thanks so much for listening.
So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Doc Danny again here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'm on my way to work. It's bright and early, about 5:15. And I just got super caffeinated with a new espresso machine my wife and I bought. And as I was drinking my delicious hyper caffeinated espresso this morning, I was thinking about this kind of idea of value versus price. And I think this is an important conversation for practitioners to be able to have and understand the difference, right? So price is what you pay and value is what you get. And value is very subjective. Price is very objective. Price is what the cost is. But the way that people justify that is depends on how they find value in it, right? So let's take Starbucks, for example. This is something that's used commonly to kind of drive home this point. And it's the fact that, you know, they sell coffee, right? They sell cups of coffee at prices that are, you know, a decent amount higher than like a gas station that may be right next to it that has comparable coffee, you know, that has caffeine in it. It's dark, you know, it's something that'll, you know, get you wake you up in the morning. But people will go and pay four times as much for a cup of Starbucks coffee because they find more value in it. And whatever that is, maybe it's a little bit better, maybe it's a little stronger, maybe it's that it's nicer in there and they've got a barista that's making it and they feel like they're in some sort of like boutique coffee shop somewhere. I don't know what it is. All I know is people find value in that type of an experience more so than they do in going to the gas station and, you know, getting some burnt coffee out of the coffee section of the gas station and then drinking that on the way to work, right? So, but they're charging four times as much. So when we look at physical therapy and what we do, you know, if you can position yourself as the Starbucks versus the gas station, you're going to be in a much, much better position, in particular in a cash-based practice. Because if you're a gas station, nobody's going to want to come and pay you a premium in the mind of most consumers to come and have, you know, physical therapy with you. And getting away from the idea of physical therapy in general is probably even a better idea. You know, just positioning yourself as somebody that is just solving their problem is even more important. And I'll give you another good example, because this morning I'm headed in and I've got this guy. He's had a standing appointment with me at 6 a.m. On Thursdays. It's like every other Thursday for the last about 5 months, right? And he comes in from 45 minutes away. He drives in. We spend an hour at our visit. And for the first like 40 to 45 minutes of that visit, all we do is talk. And initially he came to see me because he had a foot issue, that he had surgery on his foot and ankle, and it was never really fully rehabbed. And he was down at Disney with his grandkids. This was last year, and he couldn't walk around. There's just a lot of, you know, there's a lot of walking there between the different rides and everything. And he actually had to get like a little power scooter, and he was extremely embarrassed that he had to get this power scooter to keep up with his family. So when he came to see me, it was initially for that, right? And as we start we started working with him and resolving some of these musculoskeletal issues, you know, we came to find out like one of his biggest goals was really to just become healthier. And what he really wanted was somebody to quarterback his health plan of what he was doing, help program for what he should be doing, give him an idea of what he should be eating. And not everybody has this skill set, but this is definitely something that my background is fairly tailored well to this. So when he comes in, you know, we basically sit there, we catch up on what he's doing, and it's kind of up to me to hold him accountable. And sometimes he comes in and it's not a nice conversation because he's not listening to some of the shit we tell him to do, and he's not doing what's right for his body. And you know what? He really likes that. He needs somebody to hold him accountable. He needs a coach. He needs a specialist to actually help him stay on track with his goals. And that's what he finds value in. But if you talk to somebody else and, you know, and you basically said, hey, you're going to pay about $400 a month to have this guy tell you that you need to eat certain things, that you need to change these exercises up, and then maybe work on your foot and ankle or your hip for like 15 minutes each time you come in, they may think that you're crazy, right? They're like, no way in hell I would do that. Because, you know, for them, maybe that's not something that they find value in. Maybe they're healthy. They don't know what it's like to limp around Disney, try to keep up with your grandkids and not be able to do that and then have to get a power wheelchair. Like, it's an embarrassing moment for this guy, and it's something that really drove him to want to change. But he's also somebody that for years and years and years had just neglected his body as a business owner and entrepreneur and a ton of international travel, to where, you know, we look internally, we look at his blood panels, he's not a healthy human being. And one of the things that we like to tell people, and this is kind of aggressive to say this, but it's the truth. Like, if you're letting yourself go that much, you're committing gradual suicide. Like, you're literally killing yourself faster than you should be dying, right? You're not gonna get as many good years with your family. And it's the truth, honestly. If you're sedentary and you eat like crap and you don't utilize your body in a physical way, you're just slowly killing yourself faster. Everybody's dying, but you're dying faster, and you're not going to be as beneficial, as healthy, and as enjoyable of years as you get older, as other people that are taking care of themselves. So for him, he finds value in that, right? And what people find value in, and what people will pay for, in many cases may surprise you until you start really realizing what you're worth. Because what's that guy's health worth? What's that guy's time with his family worth? I tell you what, it's worth a lot more than whatever he's paying me. And in his mind, you know, who knows how long I'll see him. It may be for a very, very long time, because he finds value in that. And price is what you pay, value is what you get. So think about that next time you're in clinic. Position yourself as a value-based experience, not a price-sensitive option. Those are not the people that you want to work with on a regular basis. Those people will drive you crazy, and you can send them to somewhere that is going to be a more kind of specific option for them. They'll just create a lot of problems for you. You want to go after people that are value-minded, people that find value in what you do, and they want to work with you because of that. So if you can find that, you're set up for success. All right, thanks, guys.